Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Laying It Out. I'm your host, Scotty Dempsey.
And I'm Chelsea Pockets.
Today, we're going to do just like a little catch-up episode. It has been a crazy busy summer for both of us. A lot of moving, a lot of Frisbee, a lot of traveling for Frisbee. you know, that's kind of actually the standard of it. I'm cat-sitting this week for my new roommate. And so her cat, Ciabatta, who will also be my roommate in the coming months, might make a guest appearance because he's kind of mad at me that I went to the grocery store without him. So that's what's currently new. How about you, Pockets?
Well, I told you just now I wrote down every single thing I did. so I wouldn't forget. So do you want the summary or do you want me to get going?
You know what? Just take it away. Well,
sweet.
I'll commentate as we go.
I hear the little man.
He's mad.
I hear the kitty cat.
He's so mad at me.
So August 6th, I feel like I'm reading you my diary entries.
Dear diary.
We went to Philly Open, and we didn't talk about that because we filmed the Wildwood D&D episode.
Yes.
And we saw each other, and we saw Mike Ball.
It was so fun.
Our favorite.
We love Mike Ball.
We love Mike Ball. Yeah, Philly Open was a lot of fun. Jug Handle won.
Hell yeah. So, that's awesome.
After a horrible first game, one, the seeding of Philly Open was fucking wild, and maybe you have more anger about it than I do.
I do.
You should, actually.
I have a lot.
Unlimited Swipes was seeded lower than what they were told they were going to be seeded.
Yes.
But, yeah, Jug Handle had a bad loss. Not that Brackish is a bad team, because obviously they beat us, but they were ranked 29th.
Oh, weird.
Something like that?
Yeah, really? I did not look at their ranking.
And we were ranked 5th. Yeah, and we lost on Universe, so that was fun. But then we literally didn't lose a game after that. Somehow got first in the pool due to point differential and all that jazz.
Yeah. You guys must have just come out really flat that first game. We also played Brackish. And, like, yes, they were a good team, but beatable.
Yeah. No, that's what kind of like Jug Handle leadership said. I remember at the beginning of the season, they're like, in the past, we come out kind of slow on Saturday. We're trying to fix that. And then
came out.
We're still trying
slow.
To fix that.
Yeah.
We're still trying to do that. We have a little bit of like a mentality issue where I feel like if we think a game is going to be too easy, we don't play very well. Or if we think a game is going to be like too hard, we, like, get a little nervous.
Mm-hmm.
We get stuck in our head. Like, our best games are when we're like, going in, like, not too confident, but not too scared or nervous or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we won Philly Open. We both got to play Mike's team, Malice in Wonderland, which was a lot of fun. We beat Mike's team on Universe.
Hell yeah.
Through a layout Callahan.
That's sick.
It was fucking sweet.
That's so
actually
sick.
I'll see, editor's note for Lindsay, I'll see if I can get you the footage of that.
Work it, Malice, work it!
But yeah, one of our captains, it was interesting watching because he was cutting up line. Well, he was like clearing up line. I forget exactly how this thing went. He wasn't expecting a throw to him. The throw went up line, and he didn't get it because he wasn't expecting it, and the defender was in the way. So it's a turn. And then that same guy, I feel like he's fueled by the rage of missing that one and then gets the layout Callahan. And it's fucking sweet.
That's
it's
awesome.
Really cool.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and then we kind of rolled through on Sunday and won the whole thing.
That's awesome. I don't think, I think I've won a tournament, like, with Gravity, but, like, winning a club tournament must be, like, awesome, especially with that many teams. I mean, like we said, the Philly Open setup was crazy. There were, what, 32 mixed teams? Like,
yeah, and then men's and women's as well. It was a better schedule than 2021.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Mm-hmm. This one honestly wasn't bad.
Yeah. Crazy.
They were just shorter rounds because, you know, there were so many fucking teams there.
Yeah.
But we needed a tournament slot to fill. The tournament was there. It was good to get reps in. It was a good tournament overall.
And tournaments are always so much more fun than practice. I feel like I just, like, I actually try at tournaments, you know? Like, practice, I'm like, oh, I don't want to lay out D, my friend. But then at, like, tournaments, I'm like, I don't know you. I'm going to actually try really hard. And it's like, well, I should probably be trying all the time. The issue is we keep having practices on, like, 90-degree days. Obviously, this is, like, nothing to do with our captains. It's just how, like, the practice schedule and how the summer is worked out. But, yeah, like, 95-degree days on turf, and I don't pass out, but I get lightheaded.
Yeah.
So that's fine. Scotty doesn't do heat well.
I don't do heat well. It's been a hot summer, unfortunately. There was one practice I remember where one of our women was, like, complaining. She's like, all the men get to take their shirts off, but if I take my shirt off, then it's like, ooh, I'm showing off. And I'm like, no, fuck it. We're doing shirtless practice
Hell
today.
Yeah.
And then we all were in the sports bras. It was nice.
Love to see it.
We've had a lot of 90-degree practices, too.
It's been tough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
Philly Open.
Yeah, I was going to say, my Philly Open experience, we went, like, I think, like, 2-4. Definitely disappointed with that result. I do think we could have done better. It is kind of tough to be, like, one of those people on one of those teams that's, like, especially with, like, whatever size platform we have, that's like, oh, you know, like, we could have won. Like, oh, you said that every time. Like, okay, like, come back when you actually win a game, right? It's just tough. The club season is not long enough, really, is what I'm starting to feel like. Like, we're kind of trying to hit our stride. Like, our roster had 50% turnover from last year, and, like, you'll see that pretty consistently from, like, any New York team. So it's just kind of like, I don't know. I'm not sure where my relationship with club after this season will be next year. All I know is I'm not leaving New York, so we're not going to get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not that you don't want to play club, I would say.
Yeah.
You still like club.
Yeah, I like club. Yeah, I mean, because I'm like, it's the only part. I mean, it's not the only part, but it's like my favorite aspect of Frisbee is like actual competition and like going to play other teams and stuff. So mm-hmm. Can't really get that anywhere else. Yeah, I'm also like, I mean, Philly Open is always fun because it's super close to Lehigh. So I got to heckle all my friends and be like, come on, we should go see Lehigh. Did not. But Dash, who is another Lehigh alum, she's on my team with me, so we got to like nerd out about Lehigh together a bit. And yeah, I mean, like, seating kind of screwed us over in like the weird way that like the pools worked out, plus then the crossover games and then the brackets. It was like, you know, all the New York teams, mixed teams that aren't like GAN exist. I don't think they were there, but
all GA, oh, yeah, no, though you weren't there.
but, like, all the New York mixed teams kind of, like, placed around the same tier. It's just, like, the placing was different because some people had, like, tougher pools and some people had easier pools. And it was just, like, I could go on and on about, like, moving the numbers around. And, like, I don't want to sound like I'm making excuses. But, yeah, it was definitely a fun weekend. And I feel like I personally played well. That's all I got to say on that.
There you go. I didn't play well personally. So. oh my gosh. Sandy from Ulti Photos was also there. He listens to our podcast.
Oh, awesome.
Because I was like in the semis and the finals, he was taking pictures of that. And slowly more and more of my teammates are finding out about the podcast because I don't tell anyone about it.
Yeah.
They just like eventually they'll come up to me and be like, oh, you have this? But he was going around looking for pockets with the podcast because he doesn't watch. So he doesn't know what we look like.
Right.
He just listens because, you know, it's a fucking podcast. But then I had some of my teammates coming up to me. They're like, the photographer's looking for you. You have a podcast? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, oh, what's it about? I'm like, Ultimate Frisbee.
Oh no, what a way to get outed.
I know. Slowly more and more people are learning. As I go through my list of things, I will reveal
yes.
how many more people have learned.
Yes. What's next?
Next is Summer League Finals. McCuddle on August 11th. So my team made it to finals. Woohoo! Ooh. And then we shit the bed when we got there.
Nice.
Yeah, it's fucking sucked. We got second. It's really cool. It was a really fun thing. It's under the lights, so it starts like 30 minutes later than normal finals. And there are a bunch of people watching. And it's on YouTube if you want to watch it. You could probably just search for McCuddle Finals and you'll find it. I was in the mixed league. Yeah. I also shit the bed during that game. There's a running theme here where I have not been playing very well.
Oh no.
Up until very, very recently. So there's a light at the end of the tunnel, but we're getting there.
This is Pockets reads her diary and vents.
It's not even venting. It's like me about to break down in tears. Yeah, so fuck the pink team. I need to, yeah.
Pockets wants a rematch.
I don't. I really don't. But maybe next year. Maybe next year rematch. It'd be cool to make it to finals again. McCuddle was a very, very fun summer league.
Nice.
I had a good time.
Love to see it.
And we did a pool party afterwards, and I got drunk because it was the night before my birthday, so Sponge had to drive. And I was like, hell yeah.
Awesome. Love to see that.
The next note is, it was my birthday.
Happy birthday!
I turned 25 now. Now I feel old.
Your brain is fully developed.
Yeah. I can form fully functioning thoughts. Yay.
I can't wait.
I felt, I had a really horrible moment. I played Goldie for the first time. And, we played a bunch of games, so everyone at some point drafted teams because there were only like 8 of us there. So I drafted teams at some point with the coach of Jug Handle, who's like 31, 32. And he took the disc to start an offense, and someone on my team was like, no, we should get to start an offense for some reason that I forget. And I was like, no. Senior citizens discount, being like the asshole that I am. And then I was like, yeah, most of you are probably, or all of you are probably older than me. I was wrong, because I'm like 25 now, and I'm getting there. I'm like,
yeah.
Two people were like, no, I'm only 23. And I'm like,
oh.
Oh, no. It's starting. And that was probably, remember how I was like, I haven't been playing very well. That like moment there where I was like, oh, I am 25, kind of started like a spiral.
I've been playing for so long. I should be playing better. I haven't even been playing that long.
But before Goldie, we played Exist in a scrimmage because there's some friends on both teams.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a good team. It's good to scrimmage them. That's when I really played like shit. And at one point, one of the captains... Two of the captains came up to me. I very appreciated them. One was just like, saw me on the side. I was like, hey, doing great. And then left. And I was like, perfect. That's what I need. Just a little boost. Another one later came up to me and was like, you doing all right? And I was, you know when someone asks you if you're okay and then suddenly you're not
yeah.
okay?
Yeah.
I was like, I might start crying right now.
I didn't say that, but
I was just like, I put my hands on top of my head. I was like, I'm doing okay. And then he's like, you want to talk about it? And I'm like, I'm going to go for a walk. And I went to the bathroom, just sat there for a little bit. And I was like,
I feel that.
Am I okay?
Tragedy.
Because I just found out, like, I don't know how to play defense. My entire life, what I knew as defense was just being faster than my opponents.
Yeah.
And now I'm playing higher level opponents and I need to learn how to position.
Yeah, especially Exist women. They're going to make you work for, like, any defense. They're so just, like, athletic and good at Frisbee.
They were great.
Yeah.
They were great. So yeah, that was like that was that the last like 2 weeks or whatever it was. And then this past weekend, I actually went to Elite Select Challenge, which I'm like 95% certain is my first Triple Crown Tour tournament, if you don't count sectionals or regionals.
Yeah.
So that was a lot of fun. Drove to Indiana, where it was, from New Jersey, which was, I had to keep telling myself, like, I'm saving so much money. I'm saving so much money, just, like, on the drive there.
Yeah.
I just, like, sent out the gas Venmo request, and I was like, wow, this is significantly cheaper than a plane ticket.
Yeah.
And my flight wasn't canceled. A couple people had their flights canceled, like, 12 hours before they were supposed to leave.
Oof.
But they all made it home. They're all good. But, like, the week leading up to Elite Select Challenge, because the exist... scrimmage was like literally a week before the tournament, and I had that meltdown and I was like, you know what, fuck it, I am going to be in charge of my destiny, I am going to get better at Ultimate Frisbee. So I was like looking up stuff online, I went on like higher intensity runs every day of the week. I did the Golti and the throwing workout that I mentioned earlier. Like, I was like really putting in the work. I was, like, visualizing. I feel like a lot of captains and players across all different teams are, like, visualize the success, like, night before a tournament. See yourself getting the layout D and blah, blah, blah. So I was just trying to, like, visualize game scenarios and, like, how to actually position myself defensively.
Yeah.
And I think the big thing that I've always experienced is I was worried of getting beat. Excuse me. The big thing I've always experienced was I was worried getting beat both under and deep. So instead of guarding, taking away one, I was trying to like play both, and then you just get beat both ways doing that. So I just worked on my positioning, and like I still am like the bottom 25% of the roster for jug handle, but I definitely had some improvements. I was telling you, something really cool. Shout out to Lina. She's been injured and was an awesome sideline presence last weekend.
Oh, love her.
One thing that she did was we had like scoring songs. So she walked around with her little boombox and had everyone's scoring song on a playlist. So she just had to like press a button, and when someone scored, their song went on. And I remember texting you and being like, oh, obviously I have to play Rasputin, but it's never going to get played because I never score. And then I literally scored the first jug handle point of the tournament. I was like, okay,
we're doing it. A break, too. We'd love to see it. Hell yeah.
I don't think it was. No, it wasn't a break.
Oh.
I think. No.
Well, you're on D-line.
Oh, no. Actually, that's the other thing. they switched me to O-line.
Nice.
apparently, one guy was talking to me throughout the tournament. He was like, oh, I see you're getting a little better. And I'm like, yeah, I'm feeling good. He's like, yeah, someone was talking to me after the last practice and was like, Pockets seems better, like a better fit for O-line. Why do we have her on D-line? But then, so Saturday I was mostly O-line. Sunday I was like a 50-50. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Because I also, like, yes, I think I'm better at O-line, but also point two, I think I was getting better at defense as well. But yeah, I scored the first point.
Rah, rah, Rasputin.
And then I scored another one after that. And
yeah.
That was great.
That's great.
And I was scored 2 points all weekend. and then I'm doing a lot of talking. This is the last thing.
No, you're
I have
all
to
good.
Say. There was a full circle moment. So I mentioned earlier in the episode, like, oh, slowly my teammates are discovering my podcast. We are at dinner on Friday night at the tournament, and one woman goes to me, she's like, oh, I listened to your episode with Pasta. So Pasta is also on the team with me on Jug Handle. We're little buddies. Which was like the third episode you and I ever did.
Yeah. Like second or third.
It's a questionable level of quality. I barely even remember it.
But Pasta was great on it.
Pasta was great on it. you and I were still learning how to interview people.
Yeah.
Is the issue. It helped that he was our friend, or is our friend, and it was a little easier conversation. But do you remember the game that we did for the subs only?
I think so. Was it like something about having, like if something was a sandwich?
No.
No. That was an interview question. What was the game?
The game was I found club team names, billiards team names, and then just made up some things.
Oh my god, yeah.
And you two had to guess like what the actual thing was.
Yeah.
Was it a club team or whatever? Do you remember Chad Larson experience?
Yes.
We played them. That was our first game.
Oh my god.
At Elite Select Challenge.
Oh my god.
So like literally this person is like on my team is like, yo, I listened to this episode with Pasta, who you're now playing with on Jug Handle, where you mentioned Chad Larson experience. And then we go and play Chad Larson experience. And even Pasta remembered that.
That's crazy.
He was like, remember when I didn't know who Chad Larson experience was? And
oh my god.
Yeah.
I would have tried to trade jerseys. I would have been like, give it, I need it.
No, I just got my Jug Handle stuff and I don't have extras.
Yeah.
That would have been cool. Chad Larson experience probably does not know who I am. This was also elite level ultimate players don't listen to our podcast because this was the first tournament where no one approached me at all.
Nice though.
Usually I get one, but apparently the better you are at ultimate, the less likely you are to listen to our podcast.
That's okay.
It's fine.
We're making content for the people. You know?
I'm making content for myself.
Yeah, true. We like to pretend that there's no one out there that perceives us. When you come up and say, nice podcast, I get scared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've done enough talking.
Yeah, I mean, I had one of our friend from Peep Show, Harris, who's also a friend of the pod, one of his friends in North Carolina, who plays on Malice, came up and said hi to me and was like, oh, you know, now that's in the field is going on, like, hiatus, like, I'll have to check you guys out. And I was like,
boo, listen to us.
Yeah, listen to us anyway.
Regardless.
The status of your rotation. I had someone mix me up for another short brunette woman that is big in New York Ultimate. However, it was the woman is that I was mixed up for is Brittany Kaplan, who plays on, I don't know if she coached or captained Bent last year. And then she was on, and she's on Gridlock and she's just really good at Frisbee. And I was like, this is a very high compliment. The thing is, I didn't hear the name that this girl who walked up to me called me. I just heard, hi. And I was like, Scotty, that's my name. And then she hugged me. And then like, we got into this conversation and it was about New York Ultimate. And so like, we had a conversation like that we could both hold, but we did not, we were thinking that I was a different person than the other one. So,
oh God.
So, and then we walked away and I was like, she did not think I was who I am. Who did she think I was? And then it like kind of clicked. Cause she was like, oh, you're the president of Disc NY. And I was like, no, I just have a podcast. Anyway, I was like, also relevant. This girl went to Vassar and I covered her, like I covered her playing because she was like a pretty main player on the Boxing Nuns at D3 Nationals. So I knew who she was and I've been following her ultimate career. So I was like, this is so, like, I don't know how to, like, I can never recover from this. I think I have to quit ultimate and or move. So that was very awkward for me. And like, I'm sure she probably felt a little awkward too, but like, she's fine.
Yeah, you know, you're not the one that mixed up who you were. You were just rolling with
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Anyway, so there was that. And then one of my boyfriend's college friends, I was introduced to him, and he was like, love the podcast. And then I was like, thanks. And then I was like, okay, which came first, Ben Corman or my podcast? And he was like, podcast. Didn't even know that this was the guy you were dating. And I was like, word.
Nice.
Thank you. And that happened again then after the Wildwood episode, the D&D episode came out. Someone that my boyfriend went to college with texted him and was like, didn't know you knew a celebrity. And he was like, yeah, that's my girlfriend. And I was like, oh boy, like we're really getting exposed now. So, to be perceived in such a way. I'm trying to think about like what's new and happening for me.
You have an upcoming tournament.
I do have an upcoming tournament in Van Cortlandt Park. We're playing at the Incident, which is like not a great name for a frisbee tournament, to be honest. Like, hey, are you going to incident? Like, oh my god, what's gonna happen?
You doing the thing?
Yeah, the incident. So excited about a home tournament. However, this actually is going to be the tournament with the earliest wake up and the longest commute to the field, because the one train never runs efficiently, and usually we get hotels like 5 minutes from the field. So it's like, okay, like we can do a team like potluck dinner in the city like Friday night. But then also I have to take the one train like 10 or 11 stops from my boyfriend's apartment. So that's fun.
Trains.
I love trains. I could talk about trains all day. So excited about that. We got our pool, but it is subject to change. We're playing Color Bomb, who's outside of Philly. They're outside of Philly. And one of my teammates from my Wildwood team, who is a University of Maryland alum, I saw her on Color Bomb at Philly Open. So excited to see her again. And then I think we're also playing, like, as of now, Fly and somebody else that I don't want to look at my phone right now. So, of course, as all USAU roster or schedules go, very subject to change. That's really kind of it for my Frisbee updates. I did have Summer League finals a week ago today. Today's Wednesday, the 24th. So this was like the 15th. And we got third out of four. That Summer League's tough because, like, it's mini, it's fives, it's make it, drop it. And, like, it's great because it's, like, a good opportunity for, like, brand new people to learn. But also, when you're me and you're really competitive and you want to win, it doesn't provide the best environment for me to be patient, is the right word. So then I have to like take a lot of cool down walks because I'm like, I'm never gonna get off the field because I don't want this girl who's brand new to come on and drop everything, and that's not great.
What are you doing, Scotty? What happened to the fucking Scotty in the Am I the Asshole episode where you're like, oh, I'm not that competitive. I would play on another team if they needed numbers.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But this is finals.
Oh, okay.
Summer League, like, the record doesn't count because it's always, like, kind of a round robin. Record doesn't count until finals. Like, it is literally only one night.
Why is it four teams?
Because that's how many people sign up.
Why did no one sign up for Summer League in New York City?
Because it's in Harlem? I don't know. It's just tough to get to. That's my guess. I mean, the best part about the Summer League is the bar after, because they do a $25 pitcher and a pizza special. So you get a pitcher of their house lager, which is, like, really mid, just, like, light beer, and a pizza. So then, of course, everyone, like, inhales pizza and then gets super drunk. And then they also gave us a shot deal where it was $3 well shots. And I took a picture of someone's receipt. And this dude is like, he's awesome. He's a day trader. So he makes a lot of money.
Stonks.
And he bought this. This receipt says happy hour shot times 39. And it's only $117. I was like, first of all, I've never seen any receipt say shot times 39. Second of all, 117? Like, the man bought 40 shots. Like, oh my god. So, as you can imagine, the entire league was pretty litty afterwards. Charlie's on my team, so got to take some tequila.
You did a shot with Charlie.
I did, which was fun. And I think maybe my other news is I might have celiac disease. So now I have to be really annoying about what I eat. So
And drink. No beer.
So that has made a lot of post-Frisbee activities really tough. as far as, like, Frisbee updates. Looking forward to my tournament this weekend. Hopefully we ball out. My motto with my friends on my team is fuck it, we ball. Like, we're not playing like we're having fun enough. honestly, or like all playing really anxious and like, oh, I hope it's the competition's not too hard. Like, I hope we win. And it's like, no, fuck it, we ball. Like, we all play better when we're having fun. Like, let's go out, let's start the day having fun. And like, that energy will persist. So that's our energy motto.
I like it. I like that vibe.
Yeah.
We're still trying to figure out how to get the vibe going early in the morning.
Yeah.
We get there eventually, but I'm a little slow to start.
My team is also like really young. Like the median age is like 25. I think like the oldest is like 33. And then the youngest is a senior in college. So they're like 21.
My car on the way to ESC was trying to figure that out. We had a stinking suspicion that a lot of our women matching players were like exactly 25. And we do have a decent amount that are.
You didn't make a spreadsheet?
Well, we just sent a message in the GroupMe that said, like, if you're 25, and then provided no other context. And then our 38-year-old captain was like, if I like it, will I turn 25?
Yes.
He's internally young. It's fine.
Yes.
Oh my God. We were listening to an episode of the podcast.
Oh no, why would you do that?
Well, it was because we got back at like, so there were three people in my car total, including myself, but we dropped off Maya in Harrisburg. So the last 2.5 hours, it was just me and this other guy. And we had been listening to music. You only have so much music.
Yeah.
You don't have 24 hours worth of music that's worth listening to in the car.
No.
So at some point he was just like, can you like put on a YouTube video or something? Like, he's like, I need something better than just music. I'm like, do you want to listen to an episode of the podcast? He's like, oh yeah. So I turned on that one that we did with Lubes where we drafted the summer league.
That one's fun.
And I remember, I, again, now that I'm like 25, which is not that old, but there are so many moments where you and I are like, ho, 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 35 is so old. And now I'm just like, we're assholes.
Yes.
It's not that old, yes, in the grand scheme of things.
Dude, the bit of being like the young, silly, goofy, quirky, baby of
no
the club
more
team, like college student, like fresh out of college kid, dead. There's like,
it's fucking dead.
Like, I'm the median age of my team now. Like, people are like, oh, I'm 26, 27. I'm like, wow, you're so much older than me. No, they're not. They're my age. We're peers. Who let this happen? Who let me age? I want it to stop.
I'm going to have a mental breakdown.
Don't worry. I've been there all day. So
I remember like after that exist game, almost tweeting out like, how many midlife crises am I allowed to have? I think I've capped out.
Oh man, I told you know, I was like, I was on one at dinner after like Saturday of league, because the issue, not league, Philly Open. The issue is people, I think I'm funny, but when other people think I'm funny, I'm like, oh shit, I'm really funny. And so it's just like, people are tired. I'm just like, I have never shut up a day in my life. I'm sitting there at the table and I'm like freaking holding court as I do. And I'm just like riffing. And I was like, nah, 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 I'm going to turn 25 this year. Like, oh, I'm going to have a quarter life crisis. My boyfriend was like, can I join you? And I was like, sure, if you want. Nah, 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 we'll get matching face tattoos. And then I was like, I need to go to bed. Like, there's no oxygen in this room because I have sucked it all up. So anyway,
I had a similar moment where I'm like, if someone tells me I'm funny, someone on my team found my Twitter and he was like, oh, found your Twitter, you're pretty funny. And I was like, sir, you've made the biggest mistake of your life. I will never shut up.
Yeah, no, that's the issue, is I keep people laughing at dinner and then I'm like, haha, you have no air, you can't get a word in. I'm just gonna keep spitting out jokes because it's quantity over quality, baby.
Yeah, I also like curse extremely a lot when I think I'm like in a funny mode. I'll be like, yeah, fucking yeah.
Yeah, you turn into frat boy pockets, you turn into Chad Satchels.
Oh, dear God. I hate myself every single day.
Every day I wake up and I'm like, damn, the people that voluntarily hang out with you are saints. I'm stuck with me.
What do you mean? My mom's been paying them for years.
Yes, exactly. Oh
Oh.
man. And that's why we have a podcast, so we could talk to each other, crack each other up. Oh my God. Dude, so sectionals is in 2 weeks. And then it's like
That was a fun
my club
noise.
season might be over. I'm like, this just started, guys. Like, come on. I just
This
started
summer did
having
go
fun. Like,
by.
summer, don't go
Yeah.
away.
The summer went by too
Way too
fast. I'm a little
fast.
sad. I still have sectionals at regionals because I'm assuming we're going to regionals. But I am like sad about it.
Yeah, I'm like, I, as much as my friends are like, oh, like, real name alert. Oh, Fiona, like, where have you been? Like, do you just play frisbee all the time? And I'm like, yes, that is all I do. And then I was like, do you guys want to come to my tournament in Van Cortlandt Park? You can come see me play frisbee, and then maybe you'll understand why I do it all the time. And they were like, maybe it's really far. And I was like, okay, like, let's not make fun of me for never seeing me, and then not come to the things I invite you to. But I am a little bit looking forward to like having a semblance of a social life back, but no.
You at least have like other friends. Every single person I interact with is either through Frisbee or through Lehigh Ultimate. And Lehigh Ultimate's slightly different because 95% of my grade does not play
Yes.
anymore. So they understand at least, but they are not as obsessed as I.
Yes. Yeah, most of my like friends in the city are from my like business club. So I vent to them about
Business
job stuff.
clap.
Yes, that I ain't in. And now I'm like, wow, I wish I did not get into this industry. But they also understand, so it's nice to have a different place to vent. I do love that is what I that is my one thing that I will preach to any and all college students is have a diverse friend group.
Yeah.
It is fun to have friends with different interests because then it helps you become a more multifaceted person. And then when you
And
get
when your
really sick of your
friends,
frisbee
yeah.
team, you have different people to hang out with and complain about, and then they won't go and talk to each other, and the wires don't get crossed, and then you just feel better because sometimes you just need to vent a little bit.
Yeah, just a little. I had a pillow because all of my friends were in one stinking little group. It's fine. But yeah. Ugh.
That's our advice for the episode, because sometimes we attempt to offer advice.
Yeah, remember when our fucking shtick was gonna be like your sisters of Ultimate that give you advice.
Yeah.
This is how you move about the
We
world.
do answer some questions, like all those things about world games that no one understood, and I don't know if we really clarified anything, but.
I don't think we clarified anything. That was when I had COVID and I couldn't speak.
I
Like, listeners, you didn't hear how much I was coughing in the background. It was not good.
not
That's
good.
not one for a re-listen.
COVID is not
Don't
fun.
do it.
All right. Well, that is all that we have as far as like catching up and like kind of making fun of ourselves. We'll definitely have some more content planned for like some end of the season stuff and maybe some more bits. Definitely want to try to get some more games going. So listeners, please like reach out to us. We love to hear from you, and especially any suggestions and stuff. It was super fun to do the Dungeons and Dragons episode and kind of like integrate user suggestions. So, like, let's keep that going. For now, maybe I'll see you guys at the incident, but for now, I've been Scotty Dempsey.
No, I'm cutting you off. We never talk about what's in the subs only, and then Lindsay sends us a message and it was like, yo, you didn't talk about what you're going to talk about in the subs only.
All right. What's in the subs only pockets?
So in theme with, in my little notebook, in theme with Elite Select Challenge, it's very loosely themed. And my 12-hour drive, we did some get to know you games in the car, and there was one I really liked. So we're just going to be doing a fun get to know you game, even though Scotty and I already know each other really well. So it's more of a test
I'm
of how
excited.
well do we know each other.
Yes.
But we'll explain the rules further in the subs only. So subscribe.
Subscribe. Hell yeah. check us out in the PS Zone. Love to hang out with you. Maybe play along. I don't know. And for this episode, I've been Scotty Dempsey.
I've been Chelsea Pockets.
And we'll catch you on the flip.